I don't get to watch many sunsets. They're like a gift from God. Bit by bit, the sun slips down and the colors change even as you're watching. One minute there's light and heat. You can feel it on your face, smell it in the air. Then the next, the sun is gone and shadows spread over the land. Everything goes cool and dark. She glanced at him. He was staring at her instead of the sun. Watch. She pointed at the bright red ball perched upon the cusp of night. It's magic.
Magic,
he murmured.
I think you're right.
They stared at each other as the sun died and the shadows eclipsed them both. Something was happening here that went beyond anything Mary had ever experienced, and it was magic. As the day slipped away completely, a cool breeze drifted over the water, washing them in the scent of river and darkness.
Miss McKendrick,
Reese said, his voice as soft as the wind.
You're trying to seduce me.
I sat there in my black dress, thin coat, and runny nose until a cold hand took my wrist. Mackenzie, are you ready to go now? Everyone's gone back to the house. I looked up, always surprised by how tall Samantha was. She stood nearly 6 feet, even in flat boots. Her blonde hair was pulled back tight. Tiny tendrils had broken free and danced in her face. He gave me white roses on my birthday last year, remember? I asked. I continued to stare at the freshly dug hole. I need a few minutes alone to say goodbye.
Okay, I'll wait in the car for you. Take your time.
Her words were soft as she turned and headed for the gate.